Idaho's strained Veterans Affairs long-term care system recently secured $2 million in federal funds to help with its staffing shortages. Heath Drusen reports on how other assisted living facilities have not received aid they say is desperately needed.
The COVID-19 pandemic has taken the biggest toll on one group, residents of assisted living facilities. The mostly elderly residents have accounted for nearly half of the more than 800 deaths in Idaho. Employees, too, have been hard hit, and these residences are struggling to stay staffed.
It's across all nursing facilities, all assisted living facilities. Staffing is really at a crisis level.
That's Robert Vandermeerwe, executive director of the Idaho Healthcare Association, which represents long-term care and nursing homes. Because of the job risks, he says, it's been difficult to recruit new employees. Hazard pay and bonuses would help, but
we have received nothing from the state or the federal government.
So many employees have been out sick that facilities are asking for volunteers to help. So far, more than 100 have responded. But Vandermeerwe says they need even more. Heath Drusen, Boise State, Public Radio News.